I once said to Chinese people,
我说你不一定非要向西方学习。
I said you do not need to learn from the Western people.
你只要好好向圣经学习。
Just learn from the scriptures.
有一天你会超过西方的。
And you will surpass them.
如果你不向圣经学习
If you do not learn from the scripture,
我们大概永远没有追上西方的那一天
You will never reach the Western civilization.
那么在整个西方社会里面
And amongst all of the Western civilization,
我们感觉到他们有一个非常和其他的文化不一样的地方
We see that something is different from other cultures.
那就是他们对不同种族、不同文化的人生命的尊重
And that is that they respect life.
在咱们中国人的文化里边对于生命的尊重这件事情是模糊的
And in Chinese culture we are very vague on what the value of life is
虽然我们的文化是有很多的智慧在当中
Even though there is much wisdom in our Chinese culture
但是却是一个非常失缺了一个非常重要的基础
But there is a missing foundation there
那就是我们对于生命价值的本身的认知
and that is a recognition of the value of human life
这个今天我们所读到的这一段经文
today from the scripture that we read today
就是主耶稣在世的时候来表现出对生命价值的这个肯定的一件事情
is Jesus demonstrated the value of human life
是借着他对于生命的关怀来体现出对生命价值的肯定
through the way that he cared for life he showed his certainty on what the value of life is
那么在这个历史的小故事当中
and in this small historical story
那么是我们看到有两个价值的比较
we can see two comparisons of value
这个一个是对于生命的关怀
one is towards care for life
一个是对宗教的这个仪式的这个宗教的 那些东西的那个价值的问题
and one is towards care for religious tradition
那么当这两件事情放在一块的时候
and when these two things come together
那么到底哪一件事情重要呢
which is more important
那么主耶稣借着这样的一个比较
and through this comparison
这个使我们来更加认知生命价值的所在
Jesus comes to show to us what is the true value of human life
这个在圣经里边有几处是关于生命价值的问题的经文
There are several scriptures that we can read about the value of life
我们需要来看一下第一处是在创世纪的第九章
So let us look at Genesis chapter 9
创世纪第九章我慢慢的一到七节啊，我这个一到第六节啊，我慢慢的读出来大家来听啊。说神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子对他们说你们要生养众多满了遍满了地凡地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟都必惊恐惧怕你们连地上一切的昆虫并海里的一切的鱼都交付你的手凡活着的动物都可以做你们的食物这一切我都赐给你们如同蔬菜一样唯独肉带着血那是它的生命你们不可吃流你们血害你们命的无论是兽是人我都必追讨他的罪就是像个人的弟兄也是如此凡流人血的他的血也必被人所流因为神造人是照着自己的形象造的
So we shall read from Genesis chapter 9 verses 1 to 6 God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth The fear and dread of you shall rest on every animal of the earth and on every bird of the air on everything that creeps on the ground and on all the fish of the sea Into your hands they are delivered Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you andJust as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. Only you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is its blood. For your own lifeblood, I will surely require a reckoning. From every animal I will require it, and from human beings, each for their own blood of another. I will require a reckoning for human life. Whoever sheds the blood of a human, by a human shall the person's blood be shed. For in his own image, God made humankind.
那么我们 感谢上帝，这是我们所有的资料里边唯一能够找到的，不管这个世界上任何宗教、任何哲学、任何理论，是我们唯一能够找到的生命价值的来源。
We thank God that this is the true source that we can see in every religion and every code of ethics on the value of life.
那么在这里，并且清楚地告诉我们人和动物的价值的区分点。
And it clearly tells us the separation between the life of a human and the life of an animal.
动物有肉体的生命
，Animals have a flesh life，
但是它和人的生命，人也有和动物相似的生命的地方。
And humans also have a similar life to animals，
但是人类有比动物的生命的价值绝对超越的那个关键的地方。
However， what is the absolute difference between humans and animals？
那么就是人的生命是按照上帝的形象被造。
And that is that the life of a human is made in the image of God。
而动物不是按照神的形象被造。
But animals are not made in God's image。
所以这个就使得人和动物的价值产生了根本的差异。
And this has set a fundamental difference between the value of a human life and an animal life。
在佛教里面。就在模糊人跟动物的价值的区分点。
And Buddhism vague makes this separation very vague.
他用这个轮回投胎的理论来模糊人和动物的价值。
Using the theory of reincarnation, they confuse the difference between animals and people.
进化论也在模糊人与动物的价值的区分。
Evolution also confuses the difference between humans and animals.
说人只不过是一个高级一点的动物而已。
That people are only more highly evolved animals.
那么在这些文化的这个里面，我们对于生命的价值是糊涂的。
And so in these cultures, we are very confused about the true value of humanity.
这个前两天我看到这个微信里边发了一篇文章。
A few days ago, I read an article.
这个说在山东的某一个地方，有一个司机把一条狗拴在他的车后面，然后他就开着车往前走，这个狗就跟着后边跑，跟不上去，最后把这个狗拖，最后把这个狗拖死了。
So in a certain region in Shandong, a taxi driver chained a dog to the back of his taxi and dragged it to death.
不是一个 taxi， 就是一个私家的车，一个四轮驱动的车，把狗绑在他的车后面。
It's a private car, not a taxi.
那么这件事情呢，引起了爱狗族这个的极大的愤慨。
And it raised a lot of wrath amongst animal rights activists.
这个，然后这个他们就根据这一个视频，这个车号就找到了这个司机。
So using this video footage, they found the driver of the car.
然后就大家就约好了，就聚集在这个司机的家里边。
So they set up an event outside that guy's house.
上百人把这个司机暴打。
暴打。
100 people, 这个暴打就是。
He was beat up by hundreds of people.
然后把他家的车都砸了。
And his car was smashed.
爱狗的人，你自己爱狗是可以的。
People who love dogs, it is okay to love dogs.
其实你不能强迫别人爱狗。
But you cannot force someone else to love dogs.
因为狗的价值和人的价值是不一样的。
Because the value of a dog is different to the value of a person.
所以这些过分爱他们自己认为的宠物的时候。
And so these people who overly love their pets.
然后他强迫别人也一样要爱他的宠物。
And they force other people to do the same.
这个是非常不合理的。
This is not fair.
因为圣经里边明确地规定了动物和人的生命价值的区分。
Because the scripture has clearly defined the difference between an animal and a person.
因为圣经明明地说，我把世界上一切的动物赐给你，和吃蔬菜一样。
The scripture says that all animals I give to you as I give to you the green things.
可是那些爱宠物的人绝对不能接受这一点。
But those people who love animals, they cannot accept this.
其实很不公平。
It's not fair.
比方说我们很多人爱狗。
Some people love dogs.
我们在澳洲吃狗大概不可以。
In Australia, you are not allowed to eat dogs.
甚至我们可以立法来罚这些吃狗的人。
You can even fine these people.
其实这些法律都是不合理的。
Actually, these laws are not fair.
那我们吃鸡可以吗？
Why is it okay to eat chicken?
如果有人爱鸡和你爱狗一样。
If someone loved chicken as much as you love dogs.
那你吃鸡他把你暴打一顿可以吗？
Can they beat you up for eating chicken?
那么有人说 我吃牛，因为有人爱牛，把牛当宠物怎么办呢
？What if somebody worships the cow？
所以这些理论是完全站不住脚的。
And so all of these theories cannot stand up。
所以你可以爱你的狗
，You can love your dog。
他可以吃他的狗
，He can eat his dog。
你不可以因为他吃他的狗，因为你爱你的狗，你去干涉他吃他的狗。
You cannot blame someone for eating their dog just because you love your dog。
明白我的意思吗
？Do you understand what I'm saying？
其实我们今天在世界上，我们的很多的行为。是我们自己根本不懂得真理而根据我们自己的喜好乱来的
Sometimes our actions today are following our own desires They are not based on truth
那么在当时的犹太人的当中
And amongst the Jews of the day
其实在我们中国文化里边也存在着这些问题
We also possess the same problems in our Chinese culture
就是我们看重某一些的伦理关系超过了人的价值人生命的价值
is that we see various traditions as more important than the value of human life
主耶稣在世的时候
when Jesus was in the world
曾经饶恕过很多人
he forgave many people
那么当主耶稣饶恕人的时候
and when he forgave them
这些犹太人不理解
the Jewish people they don't understand
为什么律法上这样规定你却要这样做呢
Even though the law says such a thing, why would you go and forgive them?
主耶稣问他们一个问题
Jesus asked them something.
请问律法和宗教的设立为什么
Why was the law established?
因为人不是为律法
Because people are not made for the law.
律法是为人
The law is made for people.
设立律法正是为要保护生命
The law is set up to protect life.
是为要尊重生命
To respect life.
那么当律法它是建立在公平的位置上
And when law is established upon the theory of equality
所以它要惩罚这些有罪的人
And so it must punish those who are sinful
但是神的心意明显的是我们看到
However we can see that the heart of God
神的心意并不是要去惩罚那个罪人
The will of God is not to punish the sinner
而是希望拯救这个罪人
But to save the sinner
希望每一个人都能够被拯救
So that every person can be saved
那么当这个人做错了事情怎么办呢
So what should you do when they do the wrong thing
所以用意不是在于罚他
The problem is the will is not to punish them
而是希望能够管教他
but to rebuke them
甚至有些时候借着对于少数的严重罪人的惩罚
in some circumstances to punish severely the worst sinners
所以中国人说这句话很有意思叫做杀鸡儆猴
interestingly the Chinese people say
kill the chicken and warning the monkey
kill the chicken to warn the monkey
杀鸡儆猴是这个意思大概是不是这个意思啊好那么目的就是说牺牲这个鸡让这个猴呢能够明白你不要再做了你这样做的话你就会和鸡一样
The point is to sacrifice the chicken to teach the monkey a lesson to not do something
其实这个就是一个我们说牺牲一个小的东西为要挽救一个更大的东西
Actually this is what we say sometimes to sacrifice the minority to protect the majority
其实神有些时候也是做这样的事情
And sometimes God does the same thing
借着惩罚少数的犯罪严重不能悔改的人
By punishing the worst minority
那么使大多数的人能够被提醒
So the majority can be reminded
弟兄姊妹要记得神并不愿意罚那个人
We should remember that God doesn't necessarily want to punish this person
而是不得已才这样做
But that he must do it
神的心意是拯救人
God's will is to save people
是建立人
is to build people up
使人能够得益处
so that people can receive benefit
但是当人离开上帝
but when people have departed from God
我们的爱渐渐地失去的时候
when our love goes away
我们就落入到律法主义的里面
we fall into legalism
所以在律法主义的里面我们就往往过分强调了公平公义性
In legalism, it is easy to overemphasize fairness or equality.
过分强调了律法的严肃性
Overemphasize the severity of the law.
而忘记了律法原来是为生命来服务的
And forget that the law was made to serve life.
因此当年的这些犹太人
And so these Jewish people in those days
他们在宗教的律法上
In their religious law.
过分的所谓的严肃
They were overly severe.
而忽略了生命的价值
and forgot the value of life
这个 当时那些人在这个会堂里面。
In those days, they were meeting in the meeting room.
是安息日，在 synagogue 里面。
It was a Sabbath.
主耶稣
synagogue.
主耶稣的时候啊。
Yeah.
在他们中间有一个枯干一只手的人。
And there was a man with a withered hand.
那么这些人呢，其实是要把他带到这个，把这个枯干手的人带到这个会堂里边来，是要看看耶稣到底在安息日他治不治病。
And so these leaders brought this man with the withered hand into the synagogue to see if Jesus could heal him on the Sabbath.
这个当这些人做这件事情的时候，
When these people did this thing,
圣经上说是要得着把柄来控告耶稣。
The scripture says it was so they could find a reason to accuse Jesus.
控告他什么呢？
To accuse him of what?
控告他犯了安息日的规条。
To accuse him of breaking the Sabbath law.
因为治病是工作。
Because healing is like a labor.
这个因为律法上说在安息日什么东西都不可做。
And the scripture says you must not work on the Sabbath.
所以他们就把这个什么叫做工作就制定出很多具体的细节。
And so they defined many things as labor.
你比方说安息日可走的路程。
For example, the distance you are allowed to walk.
多远我不知道， 我不知道大概一公里左右。
Roughly 1 kilometer.
同样的这个原则我们可以想另外一个可能性。
By the same theory, we can imagine something else.
假如说他家的孩子住店，或者是被老虎咬了，或者怎么着，正好在他安息路程稍微远一点点的地方。
Let's imagine that somebody's child is injured roughly a little bit more than this distance.
那么他从家里边就去救他的孩子。
And so he runs from his house to save his child.
那么他的孩子可能在那里正在被一只狼在咬。
And his child is being attacked by wild animals.
因为差五十米。
Because there's an extra 50 meters.
他两两两两走到了。
He walks all this distance.
还有五十米。
50 more meters.
怎么办？
What should he do?
同样的问题。
Same question.
你要走过去，违反安息日的规定。
If you cross this boundary, you break the Sabbath law.
你不走过去，他会死掉。
If you do not go, the child will be in danger.
其实他们试探耶稣就是在试探这件事。
And they wanted to test Jesus on the same thing.
按照当时的这一些试探耶稣的犹太人的想法，
According to the thinking of those people,
你走到安息日可走的路程了，
If you've walked your 1 kilometer,
不可以再走了，
You must not keep going.
不管那边发生了什么事，
No matter what happens,
你不可以再往前走，
You have to stop.
因为这个是律法的规定，
Because these are the rules of the law.
因此他们就用这样的想法来挑战耶稣。
And so they use this kind of thinking to challenge Jesus.
耶稣就把那一个人叫到中间来。
And Jesus called this man with the withered hand.
这个然后就问他们一个问题。
He called him in front of everyone and asked him something.
说在安息日行善行恶救命害命哪样是可以的呢？
He said, on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill, to do good or to do evil, which one is good?
然后那些人的反应是什么？
What did they say?
啊？那些人的反应是什么？
How did they respond?
那些的反应是不说话。
They didn't say anything.
我跟你讲，不说话是很糟糕的事情。
It is a very sad thing to not say anything.
啊，这个有一些时候人心里边内心装的很多诡诈的东西。
Sometimes the evil things in our hearts.
不说出来。
We won't say it.
这个咱们中国人说老谋深算。这个。
但是你是不是
这个就是以那种所谓的深沉那种的不讲话来表示自己的某一种的成熟。
Apparently,By your silence, you can demonstrate your maturity.
我们中国人长久的文化，训练了我们一种非常狡猾的为人。
And sometimes the Chinese culture has taught us to be very cunning.
那么犹太人也是这样。
And the Israelites were the same.
所以他们跟中国人的文化在很多地方很接近。
In some aspects, they are very similar to Chinese culture.
其实他们内心里边是有话说的。
Actually, they have many things they want to say.
可是他们不说。
But they won't say it.
他们把你放在那个试探的里面，让你去做。
They put you in the situation of temptation to see what you will do.
所以主耶稣就怒目周围的人。
And so Jesus was very angry at everyone around him.
然后心里边忧伤他们心里边的刚硬。
He was very hurt by their hard hearts.
那么他们的心的刚硬硬在什么地方？
And where was their heart stubborn?
硬在什么地方？
Where?
硬在对人的生命的价值的冷漠。
In that they were cold to the value of human life.
主耶稣讲过一个比喻
Jesus once told a parable.
我们通常叫做好撒玛利亚人的比喻
We call it the story of the Good Samaritan.
那么这个是通过一个人来问耶稣说这个谁是我的邻舍来回答这个问题而举的这个比喻
And this was when he responded to someone who asked who is my neighbor.
那么在这个比喻里面主耶稣说有一个人在路上被强盗打了。
In this parable, he said a man was beaten by robbers.
那么这个满身是血躺在路上。
He was severely wounded, lying on the road.
那么这个时候呢，有一个祭司从那里走过。
At this time, a priest came by.
看一看他。
Had a look at him.
就从边上走过去。
And walked by the side.
又有一个利未人。
And a Levite came by.
也从那里走过去了。
He also came.
也看见这个人。
Saw that guy.
然后从旁边走过去了。
I walked around him.
最近我们在这个微信上看到不少这样的视频。
Recently, sometimes we can see many similar articles.
特别是这个在这个广东那一个小月月的那件事情。
There was an incident involving a child in the Guangdong province.
那个小孩被车压伤了。
The child was hurt by being driven over.
这个然后。很十七个人从他的身边走过
Seven people walked past the injured child
十七个人是 17 从他的旁边走过
17 people walked past him
没有人管他
And nobody helped him
最后是一个捡破烂的一个没有受过教育的一个女人把他救了
Later there was an old lady who helped him her, the child
所以人心怎么会这么冷漠呢
Why would people be so apathetic
所以当时的这一些这个利未人这些这个祭司的心为什么会这么冷漠呢
Why would the hearts of these Levites and priests be so cold?
后来一个撒玛利亚人从那里看见他了
Later a Samaritan saw this injured man
然后把他扶起来
He picked him up
洗洗他的伤
Cleaned his wounds
把他包裹起来
Wrapped him up
送到旅馆里面
And took him to the hotel
然后就告诉这个旅馆的人说你好好照顾他
And told the innkeeper to take care of this man
这个剩下的钱我回来的时候我来付
And I will pay you for your expense
所以当主耶稣讲到这个故事的时候
When Jesus told this parable
是我们看到两种人
We can see two types of people
主耶稣特别用了这个宗教的领袖
Jesus especially pointed out the religious leader
然后用了一个普通人
And then a normal person
可能他根本就是没有信仰的
Perhaps one without even any religion
其实现在假如说在外边发生了一件事
Let's say we see something outside
我们的孩子受伤了
A child is hurt
你看看众人是什么反应
You can see what is the response
这个能够反映出我们的内心里面对于人的生命的价值的那个态度。
It will see our attitude towards the value of human life.
我相信一件事情。
I believe one thing.
不管你是一个基督徒还是一个牧师还是一个任何人。
It doesn't matter if you're a Christian, a priest, pastor, or whoever.
如果你平日里面你对一个人的生命是冷漠的。
If on a daily basis you are cold to the value of human life.
你不可能是真正的用爱心去传福音拯救一个人的生命。
You cannot truly tell the gospel to another person.
大家同意吗？
Does everyone agree?
其实有很多很多教会的牧师
Actually, there are many pastors in many churches.
他们讲道他们传福音
They preach and they preach.
不是因为他对一个人的生命的关怀
It is not because they care about someone's life.
而是因为对他职业的他必须要做他的职业
But it is for their professional purpose.
甚至于有一些人他热衷于他的宗教
Even some people they are very zealous for their religion.
是为了保护他自己在这个宗教里边的见证
So they can protect their own testimony in this religion.
所以他们热心于宗教
So they are very zealous.
是想要保证自己将来有一天上天堂
So that they can protect their own salvation.
所以他去修桥补路
And so they do all of these things.
是为了给自己做积点阴德
So that they can have some benefit to themselves.
而实际上他的内心里边不是真正的去关心另 每一个人的生命。
But they do not truly care for another person's life.
那么当他不去真正的去关心另外一个人的生命的时候
，And when they do not go to care for another person's life,
一个很重要的原因是因为我们对生命的价值的无知。
A great reason is our ignorance towards the value of human life.
所以我们根本不知道别人的生命它到底有什么价值。
So we don't know what is the value of someone else's life.
因此我们就不关心。
And so we do not care.
所以当主耶稣怒目周围人的时候
And so when Jesus was looking at the people around him,
忧愁他们心里边的刚硬
He was sad at their stubborn hearts.
那么这个心里边的刚硬就是对于生命价值的冷漠
And this stubbornness was their apathy towards their life.
对人的实际的需要根本漠不关心
Towards someone's true need, they do not care.
而关心的是他自己的形象
But they care only about their own image.
他自己的这个在宗教上的正确
their orthodoxy in their religion
那么久而久之
and after a long time
就变成一种假冒为善的宗教
it became a hypocritical religion
为了维护宗教
to protect their traditions
可以牺牲生命
they can overlook life
主耶稣在世的时候这个透过讲道和做这些事情
when Jesus was in the world through his preaching and his actions
就提醒我们要这个担过我们这个错误来。
He reminds us that we need to reform this wrong.
那么，最近我们的周晓东传道在跟一个机构来联络。
Recently, our pastor Hedy has been in contact with a certain organization.
这个叫做China Concern 的一个机构。
An organization called China Concern.
那么，这个就是其实他的发起人是一个美国人。
Actually, their founder is an American.
是一个年轻人。
Youth.
基督徒
Christian
他偶然的机会到中国去旅行
By chance he was traveling in China
那么他就发现了中国有弃婴的现象
And he noticed the infanticide in China
那么因为这个独生子女的这个法律
Because of the single child policy
那么就使得人因为只有能有一个孩子嘛
Because
Because
you can only have one child.
所以就使得有一些的家长对于自己的这一个孩子，他有选择性。
So some parents are selective on their children.
所以当这个他出生的这个孩子是有残疾的时候
，So when the child is crippled,
所以他就把这个孩子扔掉。
They will discard the disabled child.
然后他好在有，因为只能有一个嘛，他希望这一个是个健康的孩子。
They hope for a healthy child.
所以这个。生下来有残疾的孩子被离弃的很多
So many disabled babies are discarded
那么再加上重男轻女的文化
And the culture of favoring male children
特别是在农村这个重男轻女更加严重
Especially amongst the rural areas
所以为要有一个孩子得到一个男孩子
In order to have a son
那么结果生下来叫女孩子怎么办呢
So what happens to the daughters
所以就把这个女孩子扔掉
So they discard their baby girls.
这个然后去为要再有机会生一个男孩子。
So they have an opportunity to have a son.
结果这样呢，就在中国很多很多的地方出现大量的弃婴现象。
And so in many places in China, there is a large number of infanticide.
那么这一个年轻人回到美国以后
，And so when this youth went back to America,
就发起了这一个机构。
He built this organization.
就是这个名字叫做 China Concern
It is called China Concern
就是关心中国的这些弃婴
And that is to care for the discarded children
所以他就开始募捐
And so he built
这个出去 fundraising
They went and did some fundraising
然后这个拿了钱跟中国政府这个说明白
To take the money and explain to the government
那么这个是一个尊重生命的行为。
So this is an act of respecting life.
所以现在呢，他们建造建了三个这个专门收养弃婴的三个怎么说呢？三个中心吧。
And so now they have established three facilities for raising these discarded children.
那么里面的所有的工作人员全部是基督徒
All of the personnel are Christian
那么他们虽然不能直接在这个 他们的那个机构的里面向任何人传福音。
They are prohibited by law to preach to anyone there.
可是他们可以个人做见证。
But they are allowed to live out their own testimony.
然后他们可以私底下的和个人的去传福音。
And they are allowed to privately speak to people.
那么这个呢，他们盼望着是借着这件事情的确能够为主耶稣基督的名去做见证。
On the one hand, they hope that they can testify to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
能不能传福音是一回事。
Whether or not they can actually perform any evangelism is one thing.
但是关心生命是另外一回事。
But on the other hand, actually caring about life is another thing.
我常常想一个问题。
Sometimes I think about,
如果一个基督徒对于一个弃在马路上边上的婴孩没有反应，
If a Christian has no response to a discarded child on the side of the road,
你想他真的会去传福音拯救生命吗？
Can he truly go and preach the good news?
我非常怀疑。
I'm very, curious.
这个因为在他的生命里边，在他的意识当中没有对生命价值的这个认识。
Because in his life he doesn't recognize the value of life.
这也就是很多基督徒做了基督徒以后他不传福音。
And so some Christians they don't evangelize anymore.
其实现在我们想一想，我们在座的各位，我们信主以后，我们有带多少人来信主呢？
We can consider ourselves in our own lives. How often have we brought other people to Christianity?
主耶稣问了一个问题。
Jesus asked a question.
他说，行善行恶，救命害命，哪一样是可以的呢？
He said, to do good or evil, to save life or kill life, which one is acceptable?
弟兄姊妹要明白一件事。
We should remember something.
你不去救人就是害人。
If you do not go and save, then you are killing.
对不对？
Is that right?
所以在这个拯救人的这件事情上面，你没有中立的立场可站。
So in the issue of salvation, there is no middle path.
这个就好像那个小月月被车压了。
Just like when that child was injured by the car.
你走在这个小月月旁边了。
If you see that child,
你从她的旁边走过去。
You walk next to her.
你没有救她。
You didn't help her.
这个叫做见死不救。
This is called seeing the dead but not saving them.
很好的翻译。这个见死不救本身就是害人。
If you do not save them, then you are killing them.
虽然他不是你的车压的，
even though you weren't the one who hurt them,
但是你有机会是可以拯救他的。
But you have the opportunity to save them.
可是你没有拯救他，
But you didn't do it.
他的死亡就与你有关系。
And so their death is on your hands.
上帝就要从你的身上追讨那流人血的罪。
And God will pursue this debt.
所以救命和害命这两件事情。
And so the thing of saving and killing.
在面对一个人将近在危险的里面将近死亡的时候，
when,
你没有选择的。
When facing someone else's danger, you do not have a choice.
那么同样的问题。
The same thing.
你要么传福音，要么不传福音。
You can either evangelize or you cannot evangelize.
那么你传福音就是拯救他的生命。
If you evangelize, then you save their life.
不传福音不是你就没事。
If you do not evangelize, that doesn't mean that you are without
responsibility. 在上帝的眼中，你是一个害命的人。
But in God's eyes, you are one who is killing them.
因为你知道他不听福音就要永远的下地狱。
Because you know that without the gospel, they will suffer eternal death.
可是你却不去拯救他。
But you do not go and save them.
你就是比见死肉体上见死不救的人更邪恶。
You are even worse than the people who do not save in the flesh.
所以我们在认识生命价值的时候，
And so when we know the value of life,
当我们思想福音的价值的时候，
When we consider the value of the gospel,
那么这个会直接的指导我们基督徒今天的每日的生活的行为。
It should revolutionize our everyday acts.
那么我们知道人是按着神的形象被造。
We know that people are made in the image of God.
那么神的形象里边一个重要的问题就是人是一个像上帝一样永恒存在的生命。
That means that we have an eternal life.
如果我们不去拯救他的时候，
If we do not go and save them,
那么他将永远的灭亡。
They will suffer eternal death.
圣经却告诉我们说，神却要向那些不向他传福音的人追讨他的罪。
And the scripture says that God will pursue the debts of all who do not evangelize for him.
保罗讲过一句话。
Paul said something.
他说我传道是不得已的。
He said, I must preach.
他说我如果我去好好传，
if I go and I do a good work,
上帝会赏赐我。
God will reward me.
那么如果我不传，
if I do not preach,
他说责任已经托付在我的身上。
The responsibility is already upon me.
那么这个责任不仅仅是来自于他使徒的身份，
The responsibility is not only that he is an apostle,
而是对另外一个有价值的生命的责任，
But the responsibility to other people's lives.
当一个人还没有信主，
Once a person has not yet known Jesus,
表示所有的基督徒在他的身上都有未尽完的责任，
It means that every Christian in his life has a responsibility for them.
而这个责任是不能推卸，
And this responsibility cannot be ignored.
那么这个时候主耶稣我们回过头来看我们今天的经文啊，主耶稣对那个站在他们中间的人说：“把你的手伸出来。”
And once again, Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, "Stretch out your hand."
那个人一伸出来，手就被医治了，就复原了。
As soon as he stretched out, his hand was restored.
然后我们看到一个非常令人伤心的事情。
We see a very saddening thing after this.
法利赛人和西律党一党的人出去商议怎么除灭耶稣。
The Pharisees and the Herodians immediately conspired on how to destroy Jesus.
你就可以看到人在律法主义的时候，人在宗教主义里边的时候，人的心能够冷漠刚硬到什么程度。
You can see how hard and cold the hearts of people who are held up in legalism.
第一个，我们先看到了主耶稣明显的行的是一件神迹，对吗？
Firstly, we clearly see that Jesus did a miracle.
难道不想吗？
Can you,
不去思想吗？
Can you not consider it?
那么第二件事情，这明显是一件善事，对吗？
Secondly, we can clearly see it is a good thing.
那么难道他做错了事情吗？
Is it bad that he did an act of charity?
可是他们就用自己的宗教的传统，
But they use their religious tradition,
用律法主义的那种心态，
using their legalistic attitude,
然后把人的生命的价值完全排除在外面，
they ignore the value of this man's life.
所以我们求神来帮助我们。
And so we pray that God can help us.
在中国的历史当中，
In the history of China,
很多女人受到这个家族，这个家族的法律的危害伤害。
Many women were hurt by their family value, family traditions.
那么他们为了维护家人的家族的尊严，
in order to protect the honor of their family,
常常牺牲家里边的这个女人的那个权利。
They sacrificed the dignity of the women in the family.
我小的时候在农村，
when I was small in the rural areas,
他们为了一点点的小事，
for a small thing,
就可以逼死家里的媳妇。
They can pressure a woman to die.
然后他们为的是维护一个家族的面子。
In order to protect the honor of the family.
所以我们就看到人心对于生命价值的冷漠到底一种什么程度。
We can see how cold people can be towards the value of life.
这个不肯饶恕。
Not willing to forgive.
做错了一件什么事情。
Just doing one small thing.
这个家里边的长辈在那里，怎么办？家法处置。
The family leader will exile this person.
然后就拉出去打个半死。
They can be dragged out and beaten.
然后再羞辱你。
And humiliated.
很多时候这女人无路可走，就只好去自杀了。
And this woman will have nowhere to go but to commit suicide.
我小的时候见过很多这样的例子，在我的农村里面。
As a child, I saw this many times.
所以这是我们中国文化里边留下来的对生命价值的冷漠的很多这样的见证。
And there are many testimonies towards the cold attitude towards life in Chinese culture.
这个今天我们成为基督徒。
Today we have become Christians.
但愿我们能够从上帝那里明白对生命的价值。
I hope that through God we can understand the value of human life.
我们在实际的生活里边，我们尊重生命。
In our everyday lives, we respect life.
在传福音的里边，我们尽我们的责任，好好的去传我们的福音。
And in our evangelism, we act out our responsibility.
使我们的生命的价值在我们的生活的行为里边能够见证出来。
So through our actions in our everyday life, we can testify how much we love people.
主耶稣说了一句话。
Jesus said something.
他说，你不怜悯别人。
He said, if you do not show mercy,
你也必不能蒙怜悯。
Mercy will not be shown to you.
你不饶恕别人。
If you do not forgive,
你也必不能被饶恕。
And you cannot be forgiven.
我感谢上帝，这一次这个朱晓东传道要组织我们的年轻人到中国去看一看他们的这个弃婴收容所。
I praise God that our Pastor Hedy will lead some people to look at the organization I mentioned earlier.
这个不在乎 我们是一个什么宣教的行动。
It's not a mission trip.
而在乎我们教育我们的孩子对于生命的关怀。
But that we should educate our youth on how to care for people's life.
也是我们知道我们生活在这样的这个和平的富裕的环境当中。
And we should know that we live in such a wealthy environment.
那么要纪念还有那么多人生活在痛苦的里面。
We should remember that people are suffering.
是我们借着对于生命价值的认知。
So that through our recognition of the value of life.
是我们爱生命。
We can love.
保护生命。
We can protect life.
传福音拯救生命。
And we can evangelism and save life.
愿神赐福给我们。
May God bless everyone.